Hare Krishna. Build roads, not roadblocks. Suppose we want to go from one place to another. At that time, if there is no way, say it's a forest, then we may have to hack our way through it. Or we see in the Ramayana that when Bharat wanted to go to the forest and take all the citizens with him to beseech Ram to come back, at that time he built a road from Ayodhya to the Chitrakuta forest. So when we want to go somewhere, we build a road so that we can go there. But suppose somebody wanted to go somewhere and that person started building a roadblock. Then the roadblock indicates, if they're building a roadblock, we would think that they won't want to go there. That they want to actually not only not go there, they don't want anyone from there to come there. They want to disconnect themselves from that particular direction and destination. That's what we would think. So if somebody said, I want to go there, and then they are building roadblocks, then that indicates that there is something wrong over there. So quite often, when we aspire to do something important, something challenging, something glorious in our life, our mind starts thinking of all obstacles. Oh, maybe this will be a problem, that will be a problem, that will be a problem. And by thinking of problems like this, we actually create roadblocks on the path. So Krishna warns us in the Bhagavad Gita that we should elevate ourselves with the mind, not degrade ourselves. In 6.5 in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that Uddharedatmanatmanam Natmanam avasadayet Atmaibahi atmano bandhur Atmaiva ripuratmanaha. So he says Uddharedatmanatmanam. Lift yourself with the mind and do not degrade yourself. Elevate yourselves. Why? The mind can be the friend and the mind can be the enemy also. So, when we are preparing to do something challenging, at that time it is intelligent to think about what all are the problems and how we can deal with them. But sometimes, instead of thinking about the realistic problems and preparing for them, we let the mind go on a negative fantasy trip where the mind starts doing doomsday prophecies. Oh, this will go wrong, that will go wrong, that will go wrong. So somebody wants to learn to drive a car, and they think, oh, what if the brake fails? What if the wheel comes off? What if I get a heart attack while I'm driving a car? Now, these are very unlikely scenarios. And thinking about all these things simply makes something unnecessarily difficult. And this sort of letting unnecessary worries paralyze us, this can check us in our spiritual life also. When we want to practice some principle, the mind starts imagining, but what if this happens, what if that happens, what if that happens? And we don't have to worry about all the future possibilities. When it is said in English, when you worry about crossing a bridge when you come to it. There's no need to worry, oh, is the bridge rotten, is the bridge fallen, what has happened? No, just take steps forward, keep moving forward. And when the problems come, at that time we can look for solutions. So we should be, whenever we are striving to achieve something, should use our intelligence to build roads and not let our mind build roadblocks. Thank you. Hare Krishna.